2016 brought the election of Donald J. Trump. Atheist spinster J.K. Rowling prayed that life could be like a computer and we could restart 2016. Sad little person and actor Ben Stiller compared him to a James Bond villain. Schizophrenic warlock Ashley Judd compared him to Adolf Hitler. And millions of people living at home in their late 20s took to the streets. Never before had a nation reacted so viciously against an elected president. Even mustached charlatan Vincente Fox compared him to Adolf Hitler. Mostly false CNN reported story after story about our new Hitlerian government. Confirmed sexual predator Louis C.K. finished masturbating in front of a stranger and then confirmed to Daily News that Trump is, in fact, Adolf Hitler. Insatiable sodomite, heir to the Vanderbilt fortune and possible CIA operative, news reporter Anderson Cooper reported how truly lonely and angry the White House has become. Hundreds of alleged sexual predators and drug-addicted celebrities claim they would leave America if Trump was elected. They reluctantly stayed to protect us from literally Adolf Hitler himself. Cocaine-addicted murder porn writer Stephen King took a break from torturing his kitten to tell us all the peril we were in. Alleged serial rapist Matt Lauer did a one-on-one with our new Hitlerian president to really stick it to him. A few months after Hitler took office, these very celebrities told us that the best thing to do with a tyrannical leader is to disarm and submit peacefully. Communist agitator and threat to Western civilization Bernie Sanders pleaded with America to disarm. It's time.
It's time.
Rape apologist and alleged murderer Hillary Clinton begged us to think of our children and submit our constitutional rights.
We've had them long enough.
It's time we give our guns to Hitler.
It's time.
Rape apologists and foreign drunks begged us, pleaded with us to disarm peacefully.
The world is scary, and I don't trust you. I trust my government. It's time to turn in your guns to Hitler.
Fat sexual predators and vicious megalomaniacs alike joined hands and said, it's time. Think of your children, says childless burden to society Kathy Griffin.
The time has come for us to give our guns.
Wake up, America. It's almost 2018.
And it's time.
We give our guns to Hitler.
And walk into the fires of fascism.
It's really pretty simple. Guns are bad. Trump's bad. You give Trump all the guns. Two negative equals a positive.
Everyone, it's time to give our guns to Hitler.
It is time to give our guns.
I don't need this.
To literally Hitler.
No one needs that. But Hitler does.
It's time we give our guns to Hitler.
It's time to give our guns to literally Hitler.
What would anybody need a gun for anyway?
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press podcast. This is episode number 134. And you've already committed the space on your phone, you know, to store the episode and press play. So you really have nobody to blame but yourself at this point. I'm Absolute Deicide, and I'm mortified by how much fucking winter weight I put on. It's getting to the point that fucking doing anything that involves like movement of any kind, just beyond like fucking just like laying in bed or like fucking like, you know, just fucking staring at like a screen and not even playing games. Like I was fucking like, oh, I was fucking watch like YouTube or I was like click around websites and then like anything that involves like, you know, just getting up and doing anything. I got to go through a 10-minute internal debate about whether or not it's worth it. The pros and cons. Yeah, even like fucking like whatever pros and cons of you know, do I want to click to a different website or something like that? You know, It's like, I got to move my fucking arm. You know, what the fuck is this shit? You know, I got to fucking move my arm and move the mouse and shit. So, I don't know. You should probably just set your homepage to gruntfreepress.com and just leave it there. Just, you know, stare at it for a while. The days on end. I mean, nothing's going to change on it because, you know, again, me actually typing out an actual fucking review. I mean, it's gonna, that involves a lot of finger movement, pressing keys and stuff. So I don't know, probably weeks of physical therapy for that before I'm at that point. So a podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address where you can send me words of encouragement, you know, as I battle my disease of laziness, I think it's called, in the medical world. Before we get to the games, I'd like to address something important that has been rightly and justly been brought to the forefront of the public discourse by those brave souls known as celebrities. So yeah, I'm at work last week. This is one of the work stories here. Put that in that column. And yeah, I mean, I work nights and shit, so it's a fucking boring job. Usual fucking boring night, and you know, I'm just fucking pretty much cleaning shit up around the place for like 8 hours, because, you know, the general public that goes in there and fucking shops are fucking animals, and places a fucking disaster. And then you get the millennials who work during the day. They're fucking useless, as you'd imagine. They don't do shit. So, yeah, I mean, you know, just going around fucking picking everything up and whatever, cleaning up, which involves a lot of squatting and fucking bending over and kneeling down. I know, you can get the jokes out of your head now, you fucking immature people with your potty humor. This is fucking serious issues. So, yeah, you know, I'm doing that all night, which is fucking, you know, boring as fuck, but, I mean, it pretty much means, like, I'm just, like, walking around and shit, and just doing that, and fucking, again, just picking shit up, and, you know, whatever. So, getting shit organized. So, yeah, nobody's gonna fucking bother me or fucking talk to me all night either, which is good. Yeah, so I'm doing that throughout the night, and then fucking this lady keeps fucking walking up to me, and so somebody I work with, she keeps like, I'm like, yeah, you know, nobody's gonna bother me, and fucking, you know, nobody's like near me. I'm just kind of like, you know, doing my own thing and shit, and she keeps walking up to me and fucking like talking to me and like asking me questions, and, you know, she's like brushing up against me and like rubbing my arms and my neck and shit. And I'm trying to be like nice to her, like, you know, nice for me, which pretty much means like, you know, giving like douchey, like jokey, like, you know, smart ass answers to like, you know, the questions that she's asking me and shit. And yeah, she's not asking me like work related stuff. I mean, she's asking like fucking like, oh, you know, well, what's your tattoo mean, and fucking on your neck, and like rubbing it and shit, and like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, what are you gonna do on break and fucking whatever. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, go to my car and fucking sleep like I do every fucking, you know, every break, because I barely fucking sleep otherwise throughout the week. So I'm just fucking like, yeah, if I get an hour to myself to fun break, I'm just gonna fucking go out and just pass out in my fucking car. So, so I'm like, that's kind of weird, you know what I mean? She's just, this lady's been there for a while, and yeah, I've talked to her like off and on, like here and there, just for like a couple seconds, like small talky shit. But we're not really, like, friendly, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, yeah, whatever, I just fucking just keep doing my work. And she just keeps, like, keeps walking up and, like, talking to me and shit, doing that same thing. So then I go on a fucking, a smoke break, and it's, kind of, like, cold and windy and shit, and I'm, like, feeling a fucking draft. So with those going on, you know, it's fucking cold out, and it's fucking just all, like, really cold in my fucking leg and fucking groin area. And if I look down, there's just a big tear in my pants, like right in the crotch, which has been like, it was like a little hole, I guess. Didn't really notice it. But if I can put my pants on, it's been like getting like gradually like bigger and bigger as the night goes on. And I'm fucking, again, just like moving around and like bending over and shit all night. So yeah, somewhere there, you know, I'm just like bending over with half my fucking ball sack hanging out of my pants and shit. by the end of the night, you know. So it's just like, you know, it was, you know, your fucking boxers just kind of creep up and like bunch up after a little bit of doing that. So I probably had like fucking half a fucking testicle showing. So I mean, again, it's not something I care about really. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. But I mean, I fucking, you know, it's not like I was like embarrassed about it. I mean, I've been fucking, as I've been working, I've had pants fucking completely like shred or down like the entire leg, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like that same shit where it's just like, yeah, it was like ripping, pants are ripping, and then you fucking like lift your leg up and just fucking rip like right down fucking like the seam and shit. Like that's happened before. Basically see like fucking like my whole like leg, like again, like right at the fucking like crotch. I'm just like, yeah, whatever, dude, I don't fucking care. It's work like that for like an hour and shit. I'm like talking to my hot fucking female boss and just, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, yeah, whatever, you know, what do you want me to do? Was fucking like talking to her, just like, yeah, whatever, dude, fucking pretty much like in my fucking boxes at that point. Don't give a shit. Not even, she didn't care again. Just fucking like not even addressing it. Just like, yeah, whatever, man, fucking pants ripped, whatever. But I mean, that night, that explains why that fucking woman was so, you know, that woman was so fucking friendly to me, like, all of a sudden, like, that night, you know, just fucking, she must have been just, like, staring at my fucking balls hanging out, and just being, like, fucking, like, ooh, you know, ooh, that's for me, and just fucking, or whatever, dude, you know what I mean, or that I knew her, and I was, like, doing it on purpose and shit, which I didn't know until like fucking like towards the end of the night. I was like, yeah, whatever, man. Again, don't really care, but it's just like fucking like, you know, it's not like it was like, yeah, I'm going to put a fucking hole in my pants. It's a fucking like fashion statement and like have my balls hanging out. Like, maybe I will now though. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's the, but you know, hashtag me too, you know. Fucking harassed, sexually harassed at work. I think I deserve my own Time magazine cover for being brave and telling my story to the world. Most important of all, you know, she's a blonde in her mid-50s, or I'd say somewhere around then, like mid-50s, late, you know, late 40s, mid-50s, that's being generous. Yeah, she actually has a fucking, like, real fucking nice body for her age. Kind of, like, too skinny, like, on that side. Not much of an ass, really. Just, like, a flat fucking ass. And, I mean, like, she had little tits and shit, but whatever. She, you know, but her face is, like, busted. I'll say that. Like, not, like, fucking, like, oh my god, that's a fucking, like, hideous, ugly mess or anything. But she looks like she's been fucking, you know, been fucking drinking every day for fucking 30 years, you know what I mean? Like, one of those, it's fucking kind of bloated, all fucking, like, wrinkly and shit, but again, just in the face, I mean, you know, it's fucking, you get, like, you know, tiny little eyes, like, that type of thing. Just fucking, her face is just kind of, like, bloated up and shit from drinking, I guess, but, yeah, I'd fuck her. I mean, that's not saying much, but, you know, one time, like, years ago, I fucking drove, Another fucking lady, a woman, I'd say. Like, I drove home and she was like in her fucking like 60s. I drove her home fucking from work. same deal. I mean, actually, now she's, you know, again, just fucking like, again, for that age, is fucking some women are just like, Jesus Christ, like fucking body of like a fucking like 20-year-old. You know what I mean? Like fucking, just like her face is just all fucking, you know, wrinkled and shit. But, brunette, but she had fucking like nice tits. And then I drive her home, she fucking invites me in. I finger blasted her and fucking made up with her for like, I don't know, probably like an hour, just you know, playing with the fucking pussy and shit and fucking making up with her for an hour. And just fucking, as her son and her fucking grandson were like sleeping like her in a room like 5 feet away. That was pretty cool. I made out with fucking my boss's girlfriend too, on one of my breaks. That was fun. Then on another job I had, I got a fucking hotel room with my boss's ex-girlfriend, and I fucked her so hard we kept fucking switching from one bed to the other. You know, it was one of those hotel rooms with two beds, and we had to keep like switching beds because they just kept getting like just soaked through the fucking sheets, like, you know, down to the mattress with her like fucking like girl cum, just like ridiculous, just fucking soaking wet. So Like, to the point I was, like, worried about her. Like, I didn't think the human body had that much liquid inside of it and could lose that much water, you know what I mean, without fucking her like, dehydrating and dying. But, yeah, then when I woke up from fucking, like, you know, from, like, a deep sleep, like, you know what I mean, after, like, fucking all night, just, like, I wake up and she's fucking, like, deep throat in my dick. So, again, fucking hashtag me too, you know. I was fucking unconscious, so, brave. I'm being really brave today. So yeah, I get a game recommendation too from none other than an old friend of the show, Clay Cuckolds, which yeah, really old school listeners will remember that he was the co-host for, I don't know, like a dozen or more fucking early episodes there, on Grunt Free Press podcast. Yeah, he got a job or something, and then, like, suddenly he was too busy, you know, too busy to fucking record a podcast at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. So, yeah, I mean, he was also, you know, he's pretty famous. You know, he was an advocate for cuckolding, like, well before it went mainstream, and fucking, you know, CNN started running articles about cuckolding. You know, he was an advocate for it. So he was, you know, he's ahead of the curve on a lot of things, you know. And before CNN, there was Clay Cuckolds Network. So yeah, he tells me about this game called Gods of Rome, which is a mobile game, a phone game. And I almost never play games on my phone. And my phone's like 5 or 6 years old, I think, and I think I played like two or three games on it total in that time since I've had it. You know, I remember getting it, you know, a fucking smartphone and being like, oh yeah, you know, people keep saying, oh, it's the future of gaming. And then like, fucking, ah, cool, I can finally play games. I'm looking at what's there, it's all fucking garbage. Like, I played Splatterhouse, which is pretty, I mean, it's like, ah, it's cool, they can port Splatterhouse onto a phone, like, it looks alright, but trying to control it is shit. And I think I've tried putting, like, MAME on it, too, and playing some games like that, and yeah, that's kind of gay, too. Again, just, it's like, oh, it's cool that it works, like, you know, the processing power was there to run this shit, but trying to play it on a fucking touchscreen is garbage. Yeah, so I literally smelled that, and, like, Monument Valley was all right, again, just because it was real simple, just, like, touching shit, so that's about it. But, so he tells me about this game called Gods of Rome, and, all right, I'll check it out. It's free. I could, you know, I could use a break from playing, like, Elix for fucking hours and hours and shit, so I'm like, all right, I'll just install it and fucking play that. So, It's a fighting game, you know. It's touch screen on a phone fighting game, which sounds shitty, but you know what? It works. It's just the way they do it is they just really boil down the fighting game genre to the very basics of it, where it's, you know, it's just a one-on-one fighting. You swipe right. You know, if you're on the left, you swipe right for, I think it's like a light attack. You swipe. And then you hold the right side of the screen, just like hold it down for a heavy attack. And then if you want to block, you use your left hand. You hold that on the left to fucking like block and that type of thing. And so it's just like swipes and holds and shit, left and right. Then you get like a special meter on the bottom that fills up, I think, you know, as you deal and you take damage, you know, is fucking just like a ultra meter or whatever you want to call it, like most fighting games have. And then when that fills up, you can just like tap that, and it just does does like an ultimate attack, like it would, you know, in other fighting games where, you know, the screen goes dark and your guy's fucking just doing like a bunch of moves in a row and shit, just fucking, you know, your guy starts going nuts. So so it was pretty like full featured, you know. It's not much to fighting games once you break it down like that. But they did a good job of just, we're gonna take the basics of it and do the controls like that. They, you know, they did a decent job. I mean, as you can guess from the title there, Gods of Rome, it's a, you know, a Roman mythology theme. It's they have like a story, as a full story and shit. It's talking about Zeus getting corrupted and fighting everybody or something like that. I don't know. Like, fucking, it's like, oh, it's Dark Zeus now, and he's going around fucking, he has to go fight everybody, and you're trying to stop him. And there's about, I think there's like, you know, a ton of characters. I think there's like 50 of them. You can unlock and you can play as them and shit. You know, it's like fucking, you know, Athena, Hercules, and, you know, the usual shit. And then, yeah, you know, you're upgrading their stats, and you're, you know, making a team of multiple characters. I think they have like three on a team, three different characters you're taking out at a time. You only do one on one, but it's like you pick, like, before the fight, you pick which one you want to choose, you want to fight as. And, yeah, you're going down this path, which is like, and the story mode is fucking just like, all right, so, you know, here's this path you can take. There's going to be like, you know, whatever, so many fights on per chapter or whatever. So you gotta do like multiple, whatever. It could be like a dozen fights you gotta do. And yeah, which I think is kind of cool. I mean, the characters, like, as you're fighting, like, you don't get like, after each round, after each fight, it's not like you just get like all your health back and you just go to the next one. So it's almost like a survival mode in other fighting games, where you're just doing like fight after fight, and if you, you know, whatever health you lose, you lose for however long you gotta go. But then between rounds, you can use like items to like heal up and shit, or you know, or you swap to another character on your team. So it's like, this guy's getting hurt, so you fucking swap out to another guy. And as far as like fighting game story modes go, both like the structure of it, how it's structured like that with the different paths and shit, and the story itself, it's pretty original. I mean, over, I haven't fucking seen that before, but that was pretty original and fucking neat and shit. For a fighting game, of course. I mean, again, fucking fighting game stories are usually fucking complete garbage, as we've discussed on here more than a few times. So, yeah, I mean, the downside to all of it, of course, is, you know, is fucking, it's a free-to-play game on the phone, you know? So, so you get what's fucking expected there. I mean, it's just like a giant fucking mess of, like, currencies and fucking loot crates, and, you're on, they give you, like, a timer, you only play for so long. I think you can only, like, so it's like a timer on the top of the screen. It's just, I think like once that counts down, like, you either have to like stop playing and like wait for like a couple hours or whatever, or just fucking or, you know, or you can spend like money or whatever the fuck, or currency or whatever. It's fucking energy meters, I think that's what they're called, which is, I believe that's like fairly standard on mobile games. I've barely play fucking mobile games, but I've heard people talk about, oh, you know, energy meters and shit, and, oh, I gotta stop playing, I gotta wait, and, before I can play again. It's pretty standard, I guess, but again, part of the reason why I don't play fucking mobile games, what, I'm not really sure, but that's how it works. So, yeah, then you're unlocking, like, pretty much, like, everything, like, all, like, the unlocks you get is, through, loot crates. So you're getting, like, upgrade materials, to upgrade your guys and fucking characters and energy. Again, it's just like a ton of like currencies and fucking million things going on, which I didn't get like too into, but I knew it was, you know, it's like fucking, I've seen this before, and like a lot of MMOs do that and shit, where it's just fucking like, oh, he has like a million fucking different currencies and shit, and for different fucking things. And oh, if you use like, you know, hundreds of these, you can fucking unlock this and, you know, upgrade that and whatever. So I just find that shit to be a mess. You know, again, I'm playing fucking, compare that to like, Elix, which I'm playing, which is like, you know, huge fucking single player RPG. It's pretty complicated, but there's only one currency, and they just fucking make that, whatever, Elixit, you know, like the fucking, the one currency is just fucking like, oh, that's it. So then you kind of know what everything's like valued at, because everything's just fucking based on that one thing. I much prefer that, you know, other than fucking like, oh, there's gold, there's fucking whatever, rubies and fucking like whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? It's fucking just all different things. Yeah, I didn't play the game really long enough to dig into it and figure that all out, but yeah, again, it's just kind of like typical free-to-play shit. But that being said, the whole currency, like daily login, fucking loot crate thing is fucking, Again, it's that, that's kind of like every, even besides like the fucking mobile games, it's just kind of like creeping into, going into like everything, you know what I mean? Like fucking into other like fighting games, like even like Injustice 2, where it's fucking, you know, it's like fucking, you log in and it's like, oh, here's your daily crate, here's like whatever, and different fucking like challenges and all different fucking things going on there, currencies and all that bullshit, so... I don't know, people must like that, or at least fucking, like, tolerate it. I mean, you know, even fucking, Clay Cuckolds was saying, like, fucking, you know, he's texting me saying, like, fucking, I don't know, it's one of the things, like he likes about the game, is, like, he likes getting, like, boxes, and he likes opening them, and hoping he gets something good, so... I don't know, for me, that's just not really a big draw. Like, I don't fucking, like, have a problem, really, with fucking, like, loot crates in concept, As long as what's in them is just like, oh, it's just going to be like cosmetic or like whatever, or you can just like completely ignore them. It's fucking like, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to give you like stat boosts or whatever. Hell, like in, Call of Duty, for example, like, you know, that game is like, oh, you can earn loot boxes by playing the game, or you can fucking like buy them, but all you're going to get in there is just all like cosmetic bullshit. It's not like fucking, you know, it's not going to make your guns better or anything. It's fucking, I think they did a pretty good fucking job in that. But yeah, I mean, playing fucking, yeah, after I was playing the, Gods of Rome game and shit. Yeah, it's just like, I kept getting these messages fucking on my phone, like from the game, just fucking like beep, beep, fucking messages, like every like hour or something, and just fucking, push notifications, I think they're called. Again, I don't play a lot of mobile. It's one of those things like fucking like, people talking about like push notifications. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I think it's just fucking, it's like the game's just sending you messages like every however long to fucking try to make you log in again. I just don't play a lot of mobile games. I never really fucking had them before, but yeah, it's fucking just, you know, these messages saying like fucking like, oh no, your energy's all filled up now if you want to come back and play, or, you know, or, oh, you have a new fucking loot crate waiting. Oh, don't forget to open your daily loot crate, like shit like that. So I'm just like, dude, I can't have this fucking shit on my phone. Like, fucking, I don't like when fucking people message me, let alone a fucking game. I don't like being fucking bothered. Plus, I also have, again, fucking an old phone. It's got, like, jack shit for fucking memory on there. what fucking, you know, storage is on there is usually taken up by a bunch of fucking shitty podcasts. So, after like a day or so of like, I'm like, dude, I'm just like, all right, going back to work. I'm like, I gotta fucking like download fucking podcast for the day, and like fucking like, oh, memory's like full or whatever. I'm like, all right, I gotta fucking delete this. So, but yeah, I mean, from what I played, I mean, if you're into game, like playing games on your phone, and again, like that free to play, like push notification shit doesn't bother you. It is fucking like really impressive what they did. I mean, making a fighting game work on a phone like that. Pretty good graphics too. I mean, I'm sure I'm on like this shitty end of, you know, lower end of phones that can actually run it, but even then, like fucking on my piece of shit phone, it's like, it's pretty good graphics for fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking look decent. I think you can get it. I think you can get the game as like an app on like Windows too. So I was thinking like, maybe I'll, you know, again, I just don't have the fucking memory on my phone for it, but I'm like, maybe I'll check it out on fucking, you know, just on like the Windows Store or whatever. Just fucking download it for free and like do that, but. And I'm thinking, like, you know, if I'm going to be on my PC and, like, you know what I mean, and I want to play a fighting game, I'm, like, fucking, like, looking right now at my desktop, and I've got, like, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite and fucking Injustice 2 fucking installed right there. Like, fucking, I can just fucking click on that and play, or, like, you know, there's always fucking Killer Instinct and shit, so. And, you know, and I've been looking at videos for fucking the new Soul Calibur that's coming out, and fucking, it's like, dude, that Soul Calibur is a series I always forget about that. Like, I played a shit ton of fucking Soul Calibur, and I really like them and shit. I like that series, and fucking the new one looks fucking sweet. Like, it looks fucking like real good. And yeah, I mean, again, just like fighting games in general, fucking just like all these games that I always mean to just like play them and like fucking like really get into them, but then I fucking just don't have the time for them, and I personally suck shit at them at like all of them too. So it's fucking, again, if I'm gonna like really just like I want to play a fighting game, I'd rather play something like, you know, a little bit like deeper and shit, and again, just not like the free to play like whatever, you know. But hey, you know what I don't fucking suck shit at is killing Draculas. I've whipped the fuck out of them on more than one occasion. It's fucking Jew Draculas. In the past few weeks alone, yeah, I've killed two of them. So yeah, you know, after fucking finally beating both the first Castlevania that I fucking blew through fucking Simon's Quest a couple weeks ago. So yeah, I mean the next step on that that journey there is fucking Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse, which I never fucking played it until this week, which might seem a little bit strange, you know. I obviously love the fucking the series. I played the first two games a ton when I was growing up and recently. I mean, like throughout the years, one of those fucking series where I was fucking like, oh man, I want to fucking try to beat the fucking first Castlevania, or hey, you want to try to beat fucking Simon's Quest and shit. Just, you know, it's throughout the years, like periodically that comes up. But yeah, never played Castlevania 3. You know, just kind of slipped under the radar. I don't remember there being a fucking Castlevania 3 like back in the day. I never heard about it, heard anybody talking about it, but I'm not alone on that either. I've heard other people, like, even like fucking like retro gamers saying they don't know what the fuck it is. Like, what the fuck, Castlevania 3? Like, I thought, you know, it was fucking like, it's not like a Game Boy game or something. There is like some Castlevania game on Game Boy. Is that it? Like, but yeah, I mean, it came out kind of late in the NES's life. I think 1990, I believe. I think Simon's Quest was like 87 or 88, so it was like, you know, a couple years after that, and again, it was fucking like other shit was coming out by 1990, you know. It was fucking, what, Genesis came out, what, 91, 92, something like that. So yeah, so it was kind of like late again, or just like at least like at the peak of this, a million things coming out on fucking NES, and just kind of slipped under my radar, or a lot of people, and it's fucking, a lot of people apparently, again, I barely ever hear anything about it. But yeah, that Netflix show they did, is based on the characters in this game from Castlevania 3. Like, the show is fucking loosely based on it, obviously. It's just a fucking NES game. It's fucking, it's like left to right type thing. But yeah, I mean, the opening text scroll is pretty amazing, though. It's got a pretty good story on its own. The game does. It's somewhere between like the English of fucking Simon's Quest, which makes no sense, and just fucking then like hilariously fucking like cheesy writing that you can't even like chalk up to a bad translation. It's fucking like, man, this fucking like grammatically fucking sound, but that's fucking hilarious. Like really bad and funny. Let's check this out. This is the fucking, yeah, the opening scroll of Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse. Settle in near the fire, whatever you're doing. Here it comes, fucking what comes up. So, during 15th century Europe, there lived a person named Dracula. He practiced sorcery in order to create a bad world filled with evil. He began taking over the continent of Europe, changing countries from good to bad. The good people of Europe tried to fight off Dracula, but nobody was able to survive. Finally, the Belmont family was summoned to battle Dracula's vile forces. The Belmont family has a long history of fighting evil. The townspeople became afraid of the Belmont's superhuman power and asked them to leave the country. Fortunately, the people found a mighty Belmont called Trevor. The curse of Dracula has begun. The fate of Europe lies with Trevor. So that really gets your blood pumping, doesn't it? A bad world filled with evil? Fuck that. I mean, there's fucking, there's, you know, they have like a film effect on the sides of the scroll. So it's a cinematic storytelling, you know, the early version of that. So let that sink in. We'll come back. We'll fight Dracula together. Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press podcast. And Castlevania 3. So yeah, the big thing there with Dracula's Curse is there's like branching paths and multiple characters. Ugh. Christ. Multiple characters you can swap to as you're playing, you know, different, just three different characters or some shit. So it's almost like a mashup of the first and second games. Like it's more of like traditional go to the right, again, like arcadey action game, like more like the original Castlevania, but it's real long, and you've got fucking like some choices to make, so it makes it feel like more like adventure-y, you know, like a little bit like Simon's Quest almost, where you know, you're not like going back and forth, like none of the RPG shit. There's like it's like so fucking long. It's like such a long game and shit, and just you can play it like multiple times. You can take like different paths and shit, and see different stages throughout the way. Like, you know, if you go fucking you know, it's just like certain like branching paths. You can either go like up or down, and just like if you go like a certain, if you go up, you're not gonna see what's, you know, the next thing. Like depending on like what it is, I'm not even sure. Like probably a couple of stages, like you just kind of like cut off from, you know. Like I tried watching a YouTube video of somebody playing through the game, and they took a. They took a different fork than I did on some of the couple of the paths, and fucking like on like the second level, they went like, you know, up when I went down or whatever, and just then like pretty much everything after that's different from what I was doing for the most part. I was just kind of like scrolling through the video, like fucking like I wonder what changes, you know what I mean? It's fucking like a lot of the game was fucking different, so it's fucking definitely like really changes things up. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, it makes it, like, replayable beyond just trying to get better and better at fucking the same stages. So, again, it's a long game. I got a fucking fucking frog, like a motherfucker in my throat. The game's, like, much longer than you think. You know, they have like a password system there because like, you know, you gotta need it just because it's so long. I mean, the first time I played it, like the first, like, I'm like, all right, we'll play this. And I played it for like an hour or so. And I was just fucking, I was doing pretty good. I mean, fucking just making like pretty much all progress. I only died like once or twice, you know, I'm pretty good at this game that I've never played. Like, fucking, I must be getting towards the end of it, like a fucking hour. Like, again, a lot of NES games you can beat in like an hour if you don't fucking die. So I'm like, I gotta be getting pretty deep in. And then fuck, you know, after with Castlevania, like after every stage or whatever, they show you like a map of where you're going and shit. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of hard to read them, you know, it's fucking the way they're set up. But I'm just thinking like, showing where I am and fucking like how much is left. I'm like, looks like I'm at the end of the fucking game. So it's fucking, I'm like, all right. And then fucking like, you know, I get to like the next stage, and like you go, and then the fucking brings up like a new map, like fucking the old map fucking goes away, and like another map fucking pops up, and it's fucking like, all right, now you're at Dracula's castle. It's like, ah, oh, cool, you know, fucking hour in. And then after that, the game just got fucking hard as fuck. I get fucking just immediately fucking like jumped up in difficulty. So I mean, the other thing too with these branching paths, which you know, that means there's like a lot more stages in there, you know. Again, so some of them you're not fucking seeing, but the ones I'm playing, like some of them just fucking, I just kind of feel like filler, you know what I mean? Again, it's just, I thought it was pretty easy at first. Like I finished this one fucking long stage, which is just, it's moving like up and up and fucking it's moving up and up the fucking castle or whatever. So it's fucking just, you know, the whole stage is like vertical. She's moving up and up the whole time. There's a boss up top there. So fucking fight him and shit, beat him, and then fucking say, ah, oh, cool, I beat him. Then fucking I'll move on. But then the next level is just the exact same thing. It's just fucking just the same shit. It's like in reverse. So you're going down and down. You know what I mean? Just no boss at the end of it or anything. Just fucking that whole stage is just fucking like, all right, the whole fucking level that you went upwards, you're going to do that again, just going like, you know, down. So And you just fucking, like, walk out the door at the end, and then fucking that's the level. So, that seems kind of, like, cheap and unnecessary. Again, just kind of, like, filling out, like, oh, we need another level for people who went this path, so we'll just reuse it and just fucking have it scroll down instead of up. I don't know. Another one that I was fucking hopelessly stuck on for fucking days. I mean, again, I can handle a fucking hard level in an NES game. I mean, that's fucking expected. But, this one was fucking just long and just like a long, drawn-out fucking endurance contest. It starts off and you have you get to a room that's full of fucking blocks and you just, like, can't do anything with it. You know what I mean? It's fucking, like, you can't, like, break them, you can't whip them, nothing like that. And you just have to, like, sit there and just, like, wait for, waiting for, like, there are these fucking drops of liquid that fucking come down from the ceiling, and they melt the blocks, and they fall down on them. So you just have to, like, sit there and just wait, and fucking wait for the fucking drops to hit, and fucking, like, alright, this block melted, that block melted, waiting, like, fucking waiting for, like, a path to go. You can, like, climb up and then fucking, like, move over to the door and shit, but you're just, like, sitting there for, like, I don't know, like, 2-3 minutes, just fucking, alright, I gotta wait for these fucking drops to come down. It's just, you know, not really interactive. You just, again, like, sitting there. Just can't do nothing until you have a path. And, like, I don't know, like, you go, like, fight a couple things, moving to the left or whatever, and then, like, two screens later, it's, like, the same thing again, just fucking, like, more blocks. You have to, like, sit there and wait for them to melt, and, yeah, it's not difficult. You just, like, trying not to do something stupid, like, fucking, like, move or, you know, move at the wrong spot and, like, get hit by the drops, and, they come down to, like, the same, it's not, like, random, it's just, like, the same pattern every time they're coming down, and just, you just have to sit there and wait for the right time to move and shit, and just, yeah, once you see it, once you get it, and again, not difficult, just kind of like, well, why is this here? Like, it's just kind of like tests your patience, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I mean, I know I said fucking, like, Castlevania, it's all about just kind of like waiting. Like, it's a game of, like, waiting longer than you think that you should before you fucking, like, attack or, like, jump or whatever. But, I just thought that was kind of ridiculous. Again, it's like two of those rooms, and this one fucking level, I was like sitting there waiting, like, you're just like doing nothing but waiting for fucking the right time to go. But then after that, that's when it gets fucking, like, absurd. Like, a couple screens after that, they introduce these falling blocks that drop down from the ceiling. And again, it's fine. One of those things, like, once you go through it a couple times, or it's fucking, like, all right, you get, like, the patterns of, like, how they're coming down. Like, it's not that it's really that difficult to do, but it's just, again, like, a lot of, like, waiting. Like, all right, I gotta, like, fucking move, wait, you know, run out of this block, wait at this spot, wait for the, you know, two more blocks to drop. All right, jump up to, like, a safe spot and wait, and fucking move back, wait, you know. So yeah, it's just, you know, it's like a grid of like 12 blocks falling in each row in order for it to, like, build up enough height where you can jump off to another platform and move up or whatever. But it's like 5 or 6 blocks high you're waiting for. So yeah, it was like a 12 by fucking 5 or 6 grid. You're just waiting for it to fucking, like, appear pretty much. And again, just moving back and forth and just, like, waiting for the shit to build up. So, I mean, yeah, if I had to guess, again, just another, like, 2 full minutes of just fucking before you can fucking move on to the next spot, just waiting, pretty much. And then you fight a sub-boss, which is really easy. It's just, you know, it's like a giant bat, and you just, every time you hit him, he splits into smaller bats, and you just fucking, at that point, you have, like one of the axes you can throw, so it's pretty easy. It's fucking, they move slow, it's fucking not really that hard, but you just, you know, face him and shit, and not a problem, but that's, like, you know, that's, like, the halfway point of that level. It's fucking, it's like, dude, you've already, you know, you've just fucking, like, again, like, 5 or 10 minutes, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes in, it's fucking, like, all right, well, here's the halfway point, and then you get to the next section, which is even more fucking falling blocks. As a matter of fact, like that entire screen is just fucking, the entire fucking level, like that screen is just made up entirely of, like, those blocks that are falling. Like, there's nothing else there. Like, you just go out, like, you start off, and you start, like, you know, like four blocks you can stand on, and then more of them fucking fall from the ceiling, and that's it. Like, the whole thing to move up, you have to, you know, go left and right, and, like, you know, again, wait and jump at the right spot, and that's it. You just have to wait for it to build up enough, but it goes on fucking like for forever. It's ridiculous. Waiting for them to fucking stack on top of each other, fucking jump up, wait, jump, wait, and just yeah, that like that section there is probably it's probably like 5 fucking minutes, I think, of just doing again. This is the same shit. It's, and you know, it's the same fucking pattern that you get down, but it's like the first few times you're not gonna know the pattern, you're gonna get hurt, and then like even then, if you're just like, oh, you're not paying attention, or it's just again, you're just fucking jump at like the wrong time or whatever, and you get hit by one of them, it's like fucking you're gonna be taking damage and fucking getting pissed and shit, but again, it's just annoying. It's always waiting like that, and again, that's not the end either. I mean, there's fucking plenty more level left after that. And again, if you fucking die on that set, you know, if you do like that 5-minute thing of like climbing the blocks and like, you know, jumping up on top of them, and you die on like the screen, like one or two screens after that, like it fucking sends you back to that falling blocks fucking place. You just another 5 minutes of just doing the same shit. it's fucking just like, man, that's kind of like bad, again, just like bad level design or like bad checkpoint pointing, you know what I mean? Just fucking a pain in the ass. And, I mean, there's kind of like a shortcut you could do, like a quicker way you could do it by switching to it to another character, like going to like Alucard, which you have if you made it that far, you know, again, it's just like the branching path things. I think it's just kind of like the way you have to go to get Alucard to switch to. So, you could turn into a bat, and play on because his name's Alucard, which is, spoiler, fucking Dracula spelled backwards. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, there's just, he kind of sucks. Like, the other characters in the game that you can switch to, they kind of suck, you know what I mean? There's 3 of them you can fucking get. As far as, I think you only have, like, 1 at a time that you can switch to, you know what I mean? So it's not like you have like 3 characters that you're like just like picking from. It's like, all right, it's like you have Trevor and then fucking, you know, the main fucking character. Then there's like, you hit select and there's like 1 other character at a time, depending on where you are that you're going to switch to, you know? But then like if you find like as you advance, you can swap to like another one, you know what I mean? You can swap to like another character, like, it's like, all right, I found, like, Gran or whatever, which is, like, the pirate dude or fucking, like, sorry, so you have him. You find, like, Alucard. It's like, all right, do you want to keep Gran or do you want to swap to Alucard, like, type of deal? But you can only have, like, one at a time, like, that are available, you know? Yeah, the pirate guy there, Gran, like, he can, like, climb on walls and fucking walk on the ceiling and shit. You know, which is useful if you want to get up to, like, you know, there's, like, secret areas or whatever throughout the game with fucking, like, you know, it's like, oh, this heart, you know, heart's over there or whatever, like, one-ups and shit like that. But, yeah, so he's good for, like, getting, the secrets and shit, but, like, try to, like, use him as, like, a character to, like, just straight up use and, like, attack. Like, his attack is garbage. Like, he has this little fucking dagger that he fucking, like, juts out. It pretty much goes out like one fucking pixel in front of him, so it's like almost useless to use. Like, it's fucking real bad. So I swapped him out for like Alucard, you know what I mean? I'm like, this guy kind of sucks. Again, it's neat that he can fucking like jump up on the fucking like ceiling and shit, but not really that helpful as far as like getting past like enemies and shit. So Alucard's thing is he can turn into a bat and he flies around. So in theory, you could, you know, as like those blocks are falling, it's like, well, I could fucking turn to him and just kind of like fly up, I guess. But, maybe I didn't fucking bother trying. I think maybe like the screen might be like stuck at like a specific height. I mean, like maybe if you went up there as the bat, like it would fucking scroll up. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, I could just, like, not wait for all these blocks to fucking drop, but, I mean, and when you're doing that, when you switch to, like, his bat fucking form, like, every second you're in that, like, costs, like, a heart, which, what you're gonna want for, you know what I mean, for, like, special weapons and shit. So it's, like, again, so only for, like, certain situations where you can fucking, like, when you more or less need to do it, like if you needed to fucking like switch to like the bat and like fucking like get across like whatever, you know, a fucking like chasm or something that you couldn't jump across otherwise or like whatever. Or like, you know what I mean? Or like spots where it's, all right, well, this is going to be like a complete pain in the ass just to fucking like try to, the way the enemies are set up, trying to fight them. Like, it's worth just fucking using the fucking hearts up to do it. Like, you know, right after that block part, whatever I was talking about, there's this is like a long hallway that's got like Medusa heads, and there's a bunch of like trap floors and like spikes and shit on the ceiling, and if you tried going through that, it's one of those deals, you're probably gonna die like 100 times trying to get through that. And so it's like, all right, well, that, you know what I mean, it's just this fucking huge long hallway, it's just fucking like, it's gonna be a nightmare to try to fucking like, you know, just run through as fucking Trevor. So it's, you know, it's worth like, you know, using the hearts to like just go in bat for him, you know what I mean, just fucking like fly over the fucking platforms and do it that way. So yeah, you do all that shit, and then there's this fucking, and then there are these fucking like pain in the ass spiders you have to fucking deal with. They fucking come down, they hang from the ceiling, and they shoot fucking tiny spiders at you. So, yeah, you got fucking spiders that spit spiders, and, yeah, I mean, I thought fucking, I thought I had the fucking, the stairs in fucking Castlevania games, like, down pat, you know, it was fucking just, you know, you can get fucked over, like, pretty easily when you're going up and down the stairs and shit in the games, and, or just fucking try to go up or down, you think you're going up or down the stairs, but you fucking, it doesn't, like, work, and you just kind of, like, walk off the fucking ledge and, like, fall to your death, which happens a lot. You have to do like a diagonal on the D-pad, or you press like up or down at like just the right spot, like almost like the block before the stairs, like gets you gets you on them to move up or down. Like, it's kind of like weird and hard to explain, and you know, and it's just, it's tricky to get down. But after fucking playing like the first one and the second one, I was like, I kind of get like how the stairs work in this game. I was doing pretty good, which sounds weird. You know, I know, fucking, oh, you learned how to use stairs, you fucking fag, But yeah, I mean, there's a fucking, like, serious problem in the game, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, like, so tricky to figure out. But, I thought I was getting it, but then it seems like fucking, this game here, fucking Dracula's Curse, it seems like they've, like, intentionally set you up, so the CLB, like, fucking, like, walking up at, like, a 45-degree angle on the stairs, like, real slow, and then, like, fuck, you know, the spiders will fucking get thrown down, like, right where you are, so like, you can't do anything about it, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I can't, like, react or, like, move fast enough to get out of the way of this shit, or they'll fucking, like, spit those fucking tiny spiders at you, from, you know, at the same angle as the stairs. It's just like, dude, I can't, like, there's no way I can fucking do anything, I'm just gonna get hit. So, so you do that, hopefully, and then, like, after that, you have to climb up. This is the same, this is one fucking level, by the way, so, yeah, you have to climb up a bunch of fucking, like, platforms and fucking, like, on like, an auto-scrolling level. It's not, like, again, it's not too bad once you try it a few times and know what's coming up, but it's, you know, the screen's, like, moving up, and you're trying to go platform to platform, go up the stairs, and fucking, you know, there's fucking shit coming at you, and fucking enemies on fucking different levels, and, not too bad, but there's fucking a lot of chances there that you're gonna fucking, like, take a hit or two. Like, you know, there's these fucking flying demon things that show up, pretty randomly. They'll show up, and they have these fucking, like, this real fucking, like, high, like, shallow arc to, like, how they move. So they're almost like Medusa heads, which is fucking, you know, much bigger, but, yeah, they fucking float, like, up and down and shit, and just fucking, like, you know, just, they'll, and you're trying to climb up all these fucking, like, stairs again, so it's fucking, like, all right, so I have, like, one shot where I can, like, whip them, like, as they show up, but again, it's kind of, like, random of where they are, so it's you can't really, like, plan for it, where it's fucking, like, all right, well, here they come, like, I'll get ready to fucking, like, hit them, and then fucking, like, you know, if you miss them by, like, a fucking, like, split second, it's like, well, I just have to sit here and get hit, because I can't fucking move left or right, I'm on these fucking stairs, I'm moving too slow. Few spots there where you're climbing, and, you know, if they hit you, they're gonna fucking, like, knock you off a platform and kill you and shit too. So you do that, then you finally get to the fucking boss, which you think it'd be, like, relatively easy for a boss after all that bullshit. You know, it's like, you know, the level itself is just so fucking long, but nope. So it's actually fucking, like, three separate bosses you have to fight, one after the other. And yeah, they're all a fucking bitch, like each one of them. So first you get two mummies you have to fight at the same time, and they're fucking cunts. you know, they keep throwing these bandage projectiles at you. And the way the those things work, again, they kind of do it like randomly, and then fucking when they fucking throw them at you, and then fucking they like move up and down and shit. Like you can whip them, but they're just fucking like moving up and down. And depending where you are, you have to fucking like hit it or like try to duck under it or jump over it or like whatever. So yeah, it's fucking you have to like react to them coming at you like high or low. And yeah, if you try to play, if you're like, oh, I'm going to play it like defensively and just try to like hit the projectiles as they come, the fucking, the mummies will fucking walk up and like crowd you anyway into a fucking corner. You know, one of them will pin you against a wall and fucking like hit you anyway by just walking into you. So it's pretty fucking brutal. You know, I had a rough time even getting past that fucking, that first stage of the boss fight. Like fucking like days it took me where I was fucking like, all right, let's fucking go and get the huge giant fucking level that takes like 10 minutes and hopefully get there. Then you get to the fucking the mummies, they fucking like murder you, and then it's fucking like, you know, then it starts you off at that fucking scrolling level and fucking like, oh, you might get hit and just like die there anyway, and it's like, yeah, it's fucking rough. So yeah, if you've, you know, if you, then fucking. And that, again, that's one level. So if you fucking like lose all your lives there, it's fucking like, oh, back to the start of that shit. You know what I mean? Just fucking back to the fucking the blocks. You're sitting there waiting. You know what I mean? Like it's ridiculous, that level. I'd say it took me probably 3 or 4 hours of like actually playing the game to fucking to get past it. That's being generous. I mean, it might even take me longer again, like days of just fucking like, I'll play this for like an hour and then just fucking like, oh, it's fucking ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's brutal. I'll tell you, I was really fucking tempted to start abusing fucking like save states there, you know, where it's fucking just like save it right before the boss or something, just cause yeah, dude, doing that fucking long ass level over and over is fucking ridiculous. But I didn't do that. I didn't stoop that low. So you fight the mummies, you gotta fight, you know, they're a fucking pain in the ass. And like the other two bosses are kinda easier than that. I mean, they're not easy, but again, they have patterns that you can deal with, but trying to get past the mummies is to fucking like see them so you can get the pattern down is like the real bitch. Like if we could fight them over and over, they'd be pretty easy, but yeah, there's some big fucking monster. It was a hammer, and you have to like whip him in the head or the hammer or whatever. It'll start like charging at you. Then you can like run away and try to like jump over him before he tramples you over. But again, it's just fucking like just that pattern's fairly easy of doing that. But it's kind of like a little bit random and fucking shitty. You can get trapped and fucking hit and shit if you don't like jump at just the right time. Then there's a giant demon after that, which looks like the final form of Dracula from the first game. And he kind of does the same thing as in that game too. He just kind of like jumps around, and you have to be careful about, when he can walk under him, he doesn't fucking like drop down on you and shit, and just, you know, he'll throw out a few fireballs that he can whip, but again, he's pretty easy. It's just a matter of fucking, like, all right, I gotta know, like, where the arc is, the jumps, and just, like, timing it, and when he's gonna shoot fireballs and shit, and just, probably, like, the second time I got that far, again, which fucking took hours, but I finally, like, got to him, like, the second time, it's fucking, like, all right, I can do this, and he fucking do that, and just, beat him, and fucking, I think I still have like one fucking sliver of health left, but I did it. So, and I was thinking like, oh, maybe that's the end of the game. Like maybe that was the last boss, you know, it's fucking like, all right, that was like the last form of Dracula. You know what I mean? Cause you know, he just went through this fucking giant gauntlet to fucking, to get to him. You had to fight fucking three bosses, and you know, this like, dude, I've already been playing this game for so long, like fucking pretty much like all week. I put up like every day, like an hour or two of fucking playing it, and I'm like, fucking, maybe this is the end, you know? But no, nope. There's more, you know, I haven't fucking, You know, I hadn't fought our fucking old buddy Death yet, and fucking he's next, but at least like the next level is fucking like comparatively fucking short after all that bullshit. It's, you know, like the boss battle there with Death is, you know, he's a cunt, which I was expecting that, you know, I was figuring he'd be a fucking pain in the ass, but at least you can like get up to him like really quickly, and, you know, short level is just fucking like standard, just fucking like, you know, running around and shit. Like, it'll take you like 5 minutes total, the whole level, as opposed to like 10 or 15, you know? Yeah, he's not that different from the first game. He floats around, he throws fucking sickles at you and shit. And, I just hucked a bunch of axes at him and I fucking squeaked by and just fucking like, all right, dude, I fucking got him. Like, after like, I don't know, three or four tries, like, dude, I fucking nailed him, you know. But then he transforms into a giant fucking floating skull, which I didn't know what to do. Just like this giant fucking like skull, like going in like circles around the screen and fucking like shooting fireballs at you and shit. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? He killed me, and that's where we stand in Castlevania 3: Dracula's Curse. Good old Death, dude. That game is fucking hard. At least that's the game's no joke. It's fucking seriously fucking difficult. We'll see what happens there. But every day again, I was playing like all week, and like every day I was playing and fucking like failing too. Like afterwards, if I'd hop into like fucking another game just to like try to cleanse the failure off of me. Like, you know, I'd just, you know, I'm playing on the RetroPie or whatever, so I'd boot up like an arcade game that has like infinite continues just so I could like breeze through it and just be like, all right, whatever, dude, this, I can like go through something and not fucking die over and over again, you know, make progress in. So I played through like Captain America and the Avengers, which is pretty impressive for its day. Just like a beat 'em up or whatever, you know, fucking super simple fucking game, but, you know, most fucking beat 'em up are like that, just like simple, just fucking beat up everybody on the screen and fucking move to the right, and again, it's fucking infinite continues, so it's like, oh, I'll beat this, but just keep playing it. So again, just to wash off, like, dude, I fucking just getting murdered in fucking Dracula's Curse. Played 1944 The Loop Master, which is the sequel to fucking, you know, those 1941, 1942, 1943, like those fucking, you know, World War II shoot 'em ups or whatever. Which I suck at. I fucking suck at shmups. I'm fucking awful. If you can't tell, I suck at most games. I played, like, you know, Streets of Rage on Genesis. I made it to, like, I don't know, five stages in and fucking died. You know what I mean? I suck at that, too. So I'm going into full stage fucking, I'm going to be in full stage fucking Dracula depression until I can beat Castlevania 3, I think. I just got so down in the dumps. I'm like, all right, I need allies, I need friends. So I finally joined a faction in Elix. So in that game, I was planning on going through the entire game and just be like a lone wolf, a rebel, you know, it's just like I am in real life. It's because, you know, all the factions in the games are fucking pieces of shit. But yeah, I don't even know if that's possible to do in Elix. I think I think you have to like join one to just like progress in the story. So yeah, I mean, I was wandering the wasteland. I was just going, you know, going town to town like the Road Warrior and meeting with each faction and doing all their fucking, all like the initial quest lines that they give you. And yeah, I mean, that was fucking real difficult to do, you know, again, but I pulled it off. Just fucking like, ah, they're sending you all over the place, all over the fucking map, like, you know, oh, you gotta fucking like, oh, kill this fucking giant troll or whatever, which is fucking like, you know, it's gonna be like a 10-minute fight of just fucking getting your ass kicked. But yeah, the Berserkers, like, their leader ended up liking me. You know, I did all their fucking, all of his fucking villagers' fucking problems were solved by me. Fucking the Outlaws have, they have, like, a few district leaders or whatever and they usually want you to fuck somebody over so they can, like, gain more power for themselves. So it's like, all right, whatever. And again, just, like, all the quests for each fucking town, pretty much. I did that, and then you get the clerics who are, they're essentially the Brotherhood of Steel from Fallout. I mean, they have like more advanced technology than everybody else, and they're guarding all of the knowledge of the pre-apocalypse world. But yeah, they're super religious, and they're kind of culty, and you know, they brainwash people into joining them, and you know, they're dicks too. So I got like so deep into their problems, I was like helping them with like a full scale battle with the Alexators or whatever. So I'm fucking like, all right, they wanted me to like send one of my companions to lead their army in like this assault on like the Alexator fucking army or fucking troops or whatever. So you know, I did that, and it's got like a pretty epic fucking scene. It reminded me of like Mass Effect, like the first Mass Effect, with fucking, you know, the general giving the fucking, you know, the hold the line speech and shit. And yeah, there's fucking, you know, a dozen or so fucking clerics like fighting with us, and fucking, you know, they have like mechs and shit. We're fighting like the enemy mechs, and fucking the Alexander fucking like soldiers and like robots and shit. And yeah, I mean, they're not doing that good on their own, so you have to like go in there and like, you know, jump in and fucking battle the fucking the enemies for them. Like, what, you know, like they'll like shoot and like have their own battles and shit off to the side or whatever. But yeah, I mean, there's just like three waves of that as you're like assaulting like one of the giant like towers there, the converters that the Alexators are using. So, I mean, yeah, it definitely wasn't fucking easy, but it was, you know, it was, again, it's like a cool mission. It was like exciting. It was like different from the hours and hours. It was just like wandering and like doing like these little fucking things that I was doing. It was fucking like, oh, here's like a giant fucking battle scene and shit. It's fucking like real cool. So I did that for him. Then fucking the clerics wanted me to join them afterwards. Then fucking it was like, I don't know, you guys are still kind of dicks. Like, I'll think about it. And yeah, I mean, the last faction there is the Separatists, who, they're Albs who broke away from the Alexators and don't serve the collective anymore. If none of this is making sense, probably maybe go back and listen to last week's show, and it probably still won't make sense, but oh well, you know, I'm trying to fucking to explain it here. So yeah, they have the Separatists. I'm like fucking like, ah, you know, I'm kind of interested in joining them because they have like you know, good armor and fucking like weapons and shit, and they're kind of like the outcast from everybody else. Like none of the other factions like fucking like him at all and shit. And just say, you know, I'm trying to fucking like get revenge on those fucking those bastard Alexators who fucking shot down my ship too. So and you know, so we're kind of on the same page with that. And but yeah, I mean, there's not much for like to do for like quests for them, like that I could find anyway. The Separatists, like fucking, they don't really have like a home city. Like they don't have like a town really. They're just kind of like hanging out at like one of the converter towers. They're just kind of like sitting there, like in like an empty one, like at the base of it, and it's like one dude you can talk to. And he was telling me to fucking go and shut down all of the other converters that you come across. And yeah, I mean, that's like the only goal that you get for them really, is fucking just go out and like, you know, shut down all the fucking converters. So but yeah, I mean, those are all fucking like spread out all over the fucking map. So it just seems more like an overall like end game type of goal, you know, like like they don't even like map out. They don't even do that as like a fucking like really like a quest. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking like, oh, converter, you know, Separatists, like converter, like shut down the converters, and like it'll show you on the map of like where they all are, and like checks off as you do it. Like, you just kind of have to like stumble on them as you're playing. I mean, they're huge and they're fucking like hard to miss and shit. But the game world is fucking like gigantic, so it's fucking, I don't know, there could be like a million of them. Like, I have no idea, you know. I don't think I fucking found them all or like close to it. Like, so I have no idea. So, I did find a fucking a dome city where all the factions were there kind of like working together. It was kind of like an independent city, and they were trying to fucking, build up their defenses to like fight back against the fucking, the Albs and shit, the Alexators. So, but yeah, it seems like a decent place, you know what I mean? It's like a random town I found. It's like, yeah, this is pretty interesting. Fucking, there's just everybody together, like, working and shit, so. I ended up fucking making like a choice. There's like this small quest that was like fucking like, it's like, oh, go help some guy, like fucking like, get some like piece of equipment to help like keep the shield wall up there in that city. And fucking like, I was like fucking like, oh, you know, give him like the cheap one, like I give him like the cheap one of those, or give him like a good one. I was fucking like, gave him like some random one, and just, the shield of the fucking town dropped and they got, overrun, and everybody in the city got, slaughtered. So, whoopsie daisy, that happened, and the entire town's fucking gone. And then there's another neutral town where all of your companions are fucking hanging out when they're not with you. And like that seemed like the key to like fucking like, all right, if I don't want to join a faction, like I can just like build up like this town here, like this neutral town. But you know, you get there and there's fucking just like, you know, NPCs are giving you like these missions and shit. So I'm like, all right, I'll do all that. And maybe if I just go that way, like, I won't have to join a fucking faction. Maybe I can like make my own like type of thing. But, yeah, I mean, I did all the fucking missions for those guys there and fucking, you know, ended up like recovering my fucking like crashed ship, like that fucking, like, you know, they got that and like put it back in the city and shit. But, yeah, the guy who did that, like the mechanic at the ship, he just kept saying like, it's going to be a while before I can fix her up or like whatever. And then fucking like, you know, wasn't like progressing any further than that. And just, so there's nothing to really do to like, but join like one of these factions here. I mean, there's plenty to do just to fucking, again, just wander around and fucking like whatever, just like look for shit. And you're probably fucking, again, this entire town that I fucking like just didn't find. It's like skipping and shit. But I had like no real goals like to progress like the main story forward. So yeah, I joined up with the outlaws, mostly for like aesthetic reasons. Like I like the fucking the Mad Max fucking Fallout look of their armor. I was just fucking all like pieced together fucking steel plates and shit and chains and just fucking like junk and, you know, fucking shotgun shells and shit. I'm like, I like the way they look better than any other faction. But plus I figure if there's like a way to like really like take them out, you know, like take them over and like just become like whatever, like, you know, the king, you know what I mean, the king of that town or whatever, just if you have to like murder like everybody in the town, is, you know what I mean, it's fucking like, now I fucking rule over this fucking place, you know what I mean, just it's kind of like, that's what they're, the outlaws are all about anyway. It's fucking just, you know, fucking everybody over to fucking, like, gain more power. So, and as it was getting up to, like, as it was, like, rising up in the ranks there, I was fucking, like, killing all the leaders. It's like, fucking, like, one leader is like, hey, kill this other leader, like, pretty much. And it's fucking like, all right, and so fucking do that. And, like, all right, so that guy, you know what I mean, that guy moves up the ranks. So I was like, yeah, well, you know, if I have to fucking... if I have to take everybody out, you know, it's like fucking like half like the fucking like the main NPCs in this town I've already fucking murdered anyway, so whatever, fucking might as well join them, you know what I mean, it won't be that hard to fucking keep them at bay if things go south. So yeah, I mean, once you're in, like once you join them, it unlocks more shit to do, you know, different tiers and that you're rising up. You know, you're gaining titles as you do it. It's like, you know, if you start out as like a runner, then like you move up and, you know, do like whatever, like four like quests, and you move up to being an enforcer and like keep going up like that. And yeah, each time you move up, you get access to like better and better armor and fucking weapons and shit, which again, I desperately fucking needed because, yeah, as usual, fucking open world RPGs, I was kind of doing everything like completely ass backwards and making it as hard on myself as possible. You know, if I had like just joined them like fucking like 30 hours earlier, like I could have like fucking like real armor and like weapons and shit, and fucking they give you like a. These like level appropriate quests you can go out and do, and you know what I mean. I probably wouldn't have been getting like stomped constantly, and probably. I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll see how it works. Plus the girl, like the companion in my group that I'm trying to fuck, she's an outlaw too. She's named Nasty. So she's a nasty woman. So you know, every other word out of her mouth is like fuck, and she's just a complete piece of shit. And it's like, I don't particularly like her, but she seems like a whore. So it's kind of like my type of woman, like most women I go after in real life. So, I mean, the game's really a decent fucking simulation of how I live, if you really think about it. So, yeah, I mean, you can follow the those continuing adventures over at gruntfreepress.com. And the next person that goes on there and says the fucking the stream isn't working, I'm going to fucking stab them. Because I explained it last week. For whatever reason, like Elix, the won't stream on the fucking Xbox Mixer app for whatever reason. Works fine on PC, works fine on the phone, but I don't know why it doesn't work on the Xbox itself, but don't really care either, but yeah, you can send your complaints to podcast@gruntfreepress.com, where they'll, I think they'll probably get forwarded to Dracula's castle and wrapped up in meat and hidden behind a wall somewhere. And yeah, I'm absolute deicide, and I think I've got a date with death, so we're going to soak a couple beds in each other's cum and fucking roll around in it.
Wait for me. Hey, ho, let the buzz blow. Let the dominoes fall, I ain't got control. Hey, ho, let the buzz blow. Let the dominoes fall, I ain't got control. No, 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 no. Nah, 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 I ain't got control. No, 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 no. Nah, 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 I ain't got control. Control of destiny, wake me up to reality. I can't just say I'm anarchy, and there ain't no telling who's in charge here. Hey, ho, let the bombs blow, let the dominoes fall, I ain't got control. Hey, ho, let the bombs blow, let the dominoes fall, I ain't got control. No, 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 no. Nah, 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 I ain't got control. No, 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 no. Nah, 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 I ain't got control. Ten men, they tell no tale. See you finally broke out of hell. And everybody's got something to say. Cause there ain't no good that I can't see ya. Hey, ho, let the bombs blow. Let the dominoes fall, I ain't got control. Hey, ho, let the bombs blow. Let the dominoes fall, I ain't got control. No, 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 no. Nah, 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 I ain't got control. No, 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 no. Nah, 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 I ain't got control. People going crazy, situation cold red, and the whole world's out of control. The walls and the fences are being torn down, and the bodies of the murderers getting cold. Wild dogs going mad, smell the blood of their own, kill the weakest of the pack. Nothing is the way that it seems around here, very clear, it's a very deadly trap. Let the dominoes fall, I ain't got control. Let the dominoes fall, I ain't got control. No, 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 no. Nah, 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 I ain't got control. No, 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 no. Nah, nah.